Okay, I don't think this is going to be very long, though I surprise myself with my writing sometimes by starting with something I think isn't going to be very long and ends up being long. Like the latest story that I'm working on, with the working title Safety Valve, which started as a simple little story idea that I started writing because I had originally planned to write, well, to finish writing a previously started story, but it turned out it was too close in genre and type to the other story I just finished. I didn't want to just do two stories that were sort of closely related, I guess would be the term, maybe. So instead, I basically have started that little story idea, and it turned out to be something that's not just a short story, but actually requires, for me to do what I want to do with it, I should say, a novella. So it's probably going to be longer than any of my even my long short stories. It's already about 52 pages long, and it's got a ways to go yet. It's probably going to be on the order of 100 pages before it's done. So a novella. That's fine. Some of my favorite stories that I've ever read have been novellas, so don't feel bad about writing one. Anyway, sorry, that wasn't really the subject matter I was going to be talking about, or that I planned to talk about. What I really want to talk about now is just my intentions going forward with respect to Facebook. I am going to try to avoid getting involved in any discussions that are effectively debates or criticisms or whatever, things like that, on Facebook. Even if somebody posts something or shares something that I think is just mistaken, and the mistake of which can be pointed out with some ease and some logic, at least as it seems to me, I think I'm going to have to try to avoid those and instead refer those thoughts and ideas back here, either in writing or in audio to Iterations of Zero, because it ends up making me very unhappy. Well, when I get involved in those things, what I do is, A, I get, it's hard for me to separate out the discussion of ideas with the fact that I'm disagreeing in public with someone who is a friend or an acquaintance or, somebody I know. It could be even a family member in some circumstances. And that's, some people are fine with that, and I don't think the people with whom I've had discussions usually take any offense. And some of them actually probably even enjoy the back and forth, and I get that. I don't really enjoy it. I don't like arguments. Never have. Don't like disagreements. I'm one of those people who, when I see people getting in arguments, feel just very uncomfortable. I have trouble watching. Well, here's how silly it is. I can't watch old reruns of Three's Company without just having my skin crawl and feeling like I gotta leave the room. The stupid misunderstandings and disagreements and embarrassment that I feel just drives me nuts, and it makes me very depressed, especially when I get angry about something that I feel like somebody's being stubborn or foolish or whatever. Something that obviously, presumably, I'm not gonna get angry over something I don't think is consequential. Sometimes I just get angry about what I perceive to be willful illogic. But that's my perception, and that's that. To be fair, I'm as capable of error as anybody. But it makes me depressed, too. This is something that's always happening. When I get in arguments with people I care about, I mean, I rarely get in arguments with people I don't care about. Obviously, if I don't care about at least the subject matter, let alone the person who's saying it, why would I argue with them? But, I care about factual correctness, I care about logic and rationality, I care about truth, I care about justice and kindness and all that other stuff too. I don't know what of those I care about more. But it gets me very stressed out, and what it ends up doing is it makes me avoid getting on Facebook. Because all I can think about when I'm about to go on Facebook is someone's going to have replied to this comment, someone's going to have said something and I'm going to have to get involved in that again or ignore it and seem like I, you know, I'm dodging the issue or being rude or I'm going to have to respond and get angry and just so I don't end up going on Facebook. That's not, you know, you might say that's not a terrible thing to spend less time on social media, but I don't spend a lot of time on social media anyway, frankly. I don't have time to spend on it, but it is the only way I have to connect with people I've known in the past. I really don't, well, there's nobody really that I have a relationship with to the extent that I talk to them on the phone. God knows I don't Skype with anybody because the idea of people actually seeing me while talking to me, for the most part nowadays, is just mortifying. I barely like to look at myself. So that's not a great thing. But also just phone conversations are trouble, partly because my hearing is not great. I have much worse hearing in my right ear, so there's always a kind of a disorientation when I'm trying to talk to someone on the phone. It's sort of an unbalance, an imbalance. Imbalance and unbalance, I guess, would be the thing. So it's rather unpleasant. And also, I think that, I know my father was like this. He found it easier to talk to people when he could see them speaking, partly because you can fill in what syllables you don't hear with the cues that go along with them, you know, it's a form of unconscious lip reading, but also body language reading that gives you the full content of their intention. So person to person, I'm okay, but I don't have anybody around me with whom I have any real person to person interaction of any depth, at least about any, you know, any serious subject matter that I would have a discussion about on Facebook. I mean, I have a housemate, and we talk about music and sci-fi movies and things like that, and that's fine, and that's fun. But, you know, people on Facebook I'm in contact with are people who I've known most of my life. You know, going back to grade school and so forth for many of them. And some of them, you know, people I met in college, some of them people I met in high school. I'm technically Facebook friends with some people I met in med school, although I don't really interact with any of them anymore, probably because they're all busy. Also, Facebook is via Messenger, where I tend to interact with my daughter. I mean, I guess, again, I could talk to her on the phone, but for some reason I always feel awkward about calling her. I think because I get the idea that her mother is going to be aware of the call. Not that she's ever shown any kind of desire to interfere with such a thing. You know, she's just not that kind of person. But it feels awkward to me, which is funny because actually, with respect to my daughter's mother, my ex-wife, I'd actually really enjoy having conversations with her, even just as a friend. But I guess that's not easy to work, especially given her, well, I assume she's still married to her current husband, who didn't like me much. So anyway, I don't want things to get in the way of Facebook, because there are friends I have who are on Facebook and whom I like to see what's going on in their lives. I like to see them talking about good things that have happened to them. I like to commiserate if they have bad things happen. I like the funny memes that they share. I have friends whom I've never met personally, whom I still consider good friends, in at least at a certain level, because we obviously have very similar sensibilities and sense of humor. And so that's a blast. When they find something funny and share it, and I see it and think, wow, that is funny, and not everybody would get that. There's a rarefied few people who would have that response, and it's a pleasure to encounter somebody who has an esoteric sense of humor that's similar to one's own. That's a neat thing. So I don't want to lose that, and I don't want the stress of social media. Well, let me amend that. Social media in general is not the problem. I've not had any negative interactions on Twitter that I can think of. On Twitter, I basically, for the most part, just interact with people whom I've never met. And the interaction level, quote unquote, is not really the same kind of thing. Twitter being very, very tightly contained, formerly 140 characters, now 280 characters, so you can actually get some ideas out better than you used to be able to. But it's a short thing, and, you know, you see something cute and funny, something someone has shared or interacted with, and you might make a comment, or you might just retweet it, and that's fine. It doesn't get personal to me. Facebook can get personal when I see people sharing and saying things that are just, they obviously just to me seems like they haven't thought it through, or they're misguided, or I just strongly disagree with them and I consider it to be a very consequential disagreement. It's not like, I disagree with people about mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms. I know lots of people who love mushrooms. I don't like eggplant. I know lots of people who like eggplant. I'm not going to get upset about that. I, frankly, if I'm honest, envy them, their ability to. I wish I could love both of those things, because I feel like, you know, there's times I can't have something that people are enjoying. I can't share that enjoyment. That's a real shame. It would be nice to be able to really enjoy mushrooms, to really, and I'm not talking about magic mushrooms here. I've never tried that. But it would be nice to be able to enjoy mushrooms on a pizza or on a steak. It would be nice to enjoy shrimp, cucumber, etc. Because I know they're not bad for you. I know they're things that are perfectly good for you. So it's not like there's any good reason to avoid them and keep them out of your life. I just find them aesthetically unpleasant, so I don't do them. But it would be nice to be able to get, because some people really rave about eggplant and about mushrooms and things like, you know, there are people who really are enjoying it. And that's an enjoyment I can't ever have, as far as I can tell. So that's too bad. Boy, where did I get on? How did I get on that topic? Oh, yeah, so anyway, I'm not going to get into arguments about mushrooms. I maybe occasionally will get into a philosophical argument when someone says that pineapple doesn't belong on pizza. You know, I might say, look, nothing belongs on pizza. Pizza's made up. It's a type of food where you threw a bunch of stuff together on a thing that's easy to pick up. It's and the combination of what's on it is entirely arbitrary and of human choice. Nothing belongs on pizza. Nothing doesn't belong on pizza. If somebody likes it, then it belongs. If somebody doesn't like it, it doesn't belong. I could just as easily say, mushrooms don't belong on pizza. But I would recognize that as absurd, and me just taking my personal preference and acting as if it were some kind of authoritative statement instead of just my personal opinion. So, those minor types of sillinesses I might get involved in and not feel stressed out about. But other things I get stressed out about, it keeps me from wanting to get on. I get anxiety before I get onto Facebook, worried about what am I going to be dealing with now. And I don't want that, because that anxiety tends to lead me to avoid it. Then I have less interaction with some people that I care about. Most importantly, less interaction with my daughter. And I get depressed, too, when I have arguments with people. And for me, depression is very dangerous. I have very few props protecting me from the dangers of depression. I have very few reserves of things that are preventing depression from having its full possible impact on my life. And that's not a good situation. I mean, literally, when I say that's dangerous, I'm not speaking metaphorically. It's physically dangerous. When I get depressed, in case you can't tell, if you've read my blog, depression for me tends to present with self-destructive thoughts and sometimes with self-destructive actions. I don't just feel bad and wonder why and wish I had more energy. When I feel bad, I hate myself and the universe and want to just have the universe come to an end. But since I don't have the right to end the universe for other people, my only other option is to just make myself go away. Obviously, that's not a great way to feel, and I don't want to feel that way. So my plan is to basically avoid those things on Facebook. So just try to have a no comment policy on things of that sort, and no reply to comments on things of that sort. Starting now, starting today. I don't know whether I'll announce that on Facebook directly or whether I'll just consider this to be my announcement and share it on Facebook. This is another reason, by the way, I don't want to not be on Facebook, is I use my author page on Facebook all the time. I share notices about new stories. I share the links to my books and short stories on Amazon. I share, obviously, my blog posts and so forth on Facebook. And I promote through Facebook, too. I'm actually a Facebook customer. Most people who use Facebook are Facebook products, i.e. their attention is what's being sold by Facebook to people like me who pay to advertise. So I think I'm going to stick with I will react and at times respond to things I see on Facebook and to trends and to news and to things like that. But I'm going to respond here, either in writing or, as seems more likely, in these audio posts. Just because I think it gives me time to take my time. I'm not getting immediate back and forth that gets me angry or tense or whatnot. People can certainly respond here, by the way. I welcome and encourage it. Write in the comments, what have you. That's fine. I'm totally okay with that. Well, because this is not the venue in which I come to have social interactions. This is me sharing thoughts and ideas. In iterations of zero, is the idea is that there everything is iterations of nothing, but that means that almost anything goes too. I guess it's in some way a corollary to the old me and Bobby McGee line. You know, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. If there's no defining character, there's also no limiting character to what can be brought up here. That may be frustrating for people who come here wishing they had more of an idea, and I'll try to make sure that the titles give an idea of what I'm going to be talking about or what I have talked about it in either a written entry or, in this case, an audio entry. And I'll also try, even on the audio entries, to put a little introductory paragraph at the beginning, like I did with the first one, at least giving a general sense of what I'm talking about. And, of course, the categories and tags that are associated with a particular entry, I'll try to make sure that those are also useful. So that you can decide when you see a post if it's something you want to waste your time on. I guess if you're thinking of it as wasting your time, you're not going to do it. I mean, I guess people do sometimes literally decide that they want to waste their time doing something in the sense that they need to just kill some time and want to do something without any depth or consequence. But if you really think of something as wasting your time, it's not generally going to be something you're going to choose to do. So perhaps I should have said whether you want to spend your time here, or whether you think that a particular entry would be a waste of time. So I'll probably still write blog entries when I think something lends itself more to writing than to speaking. But this really is a handy way for me to get ideas out even more rapidly than I can get them out in writing. And I write fast, but I still have to obey the rules of grammar, because my grammar raised me to write appropriately. That was a joke, by the way. Sorry about that. But anyway, when I write, I write formally, and I hold myself to a different standard of, again, I hold myself to a different standard of grammar, of continuity, of structure, etc. You know, I've been writing almost as long as I've been reading in my life, and I like to write. I love to write, in fact. But there's a different kind of mental activity involved. For instance, this is a personal thing. I don't have a deep and profound philosophical stand on it. I don't think it's an absolute kind of thing. But I don't like to split infinitives when I write. The reason I don't like to is because I've studied foreign languages, particularly Spanish, the one I studied most, and you can't split an infinitive in Spanish. So just the idea that the grammatical form in one language should be translatable more or less equivalently to another makes me not want to split infinitives. Because then in order to translate something to another language, for instance, you would have to literally change the structure of your sentence. And that's annoying to me. That being said, I recognize that often splitting infinitives is a useful way of giving emphasis to a modifier. Sort of like splitting the word open. Changing unbelievable to un-fucking-believable does have rhetorical and communicative value. And I'll do that all the time in dialogue, by the way, that when I'm writing dialogue, just as when I'm speaking. But when I'm writing an essay or a blog post about something, I really don't like to do that, except maybe when I'm doing it deliberately and formally. So this is going to be a more common place for me to just sort of share ideas when I don't necessarily have a clear idea of this, of where I want to go, when I have lots of thoughts on something. And I am not, as you can see, or as you can hear, I should say, I don't necessarily have a plan about how I'm going to go about talking about it. It's going to kind of bounce around. It may be irritating. It's very much stream of consciousness, but that's the way it is. And so I'm going to keep things that I would normally debate about on Facebook for this venue, and keep Facebook for socialization, because I am asocial to a high degree, probably, you know, somewhere on the very near end of the spectrum. I don't get a lot of the point of a lot of kinds of socialization at all, but there are people I like and like to interact with out there, and I don't want to feel uncomfortable getting on Facebook. More, you know, and more importantly than anything else, I don't want to feel uncomfortable about getting on there and talking to my daughter. I don't want anything to prevent me from feeling like I can get on there and see maybe what she's up to, or just saying hello, sending her a message, you know, saying hello, how you doing, miss you, tell your brother I miss him. But I'm sorry, I would. There's nothing that's worth getting in the way of that. Nothing at all, ever, in the world, and no one. So, my apologies if anyone is going to be disappointed. You can always come here and listen, and if you have a reaction to make, you can certainly make it. But I have to do that for my own, I would say for my own sanity, but that's probably a pipe dream. But certainly for my own stability, and for my own comfort, and just for my own priorities, I need to do it. Thank you very much if you've listened to this little, again, once again meandering, very much stream of consciousness statement. It's ended up being just about as long as the other one, although it may edit down to a shorter amount because I think I'm going to be editing a lot of hemming and hawing out of it, because I do a lot of hemming and hawing, and that's fine, but that's a great thing about doing audio when you can edit the audio. You can clip out all the silences and the all that stuff, except the stuff you do deliberately to demonstrate, which I just did. Ooh, how meta. Anyway, I wish you all well. I'll be speaking with you again here. I'll be interacting with the people I interact with on Facebook as described. I'll be interacting on Twitter, which again, so far, is just fun. And I do share my books on Twitter as well. And above all, I am going to be continuing to write my fiction, and I do strongly invite you, welcome you, to read my books. If there's any of you out there who are on the fence and just don't feel like you want to lay out the cash for one of my books, but are curious, I'll send you one. If you want a hard copy of one of my books with an autograph by the author, just in case it ever becomes worthwhile, let me know. I'd love to share it with you. And do, by the way, this is a totally separate parenthetical, tangential thing, please do rate and review my books and other people's books if you do read them. That's an ongoing thing I will continue to exhort people to do. Bye-bye.